Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, cats, dogs, animals, lions, tigers, bears, koala bears. Did I say tigers? Okay, I did. Let me move on. Welcome to the MMM, M-Boo. This is your boy, M1. This is my third take because I just got interrupted by a phone call. I got a text message. And I was man to my friend who I was going to interview, but she declined. That is embarrassing. But it is currently 2:32 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm slowly heading to work. It is the second to last day of class. I have, three more classes to attend to? Then I am done until next Monday where I have my final. But we'll talk about that later. I do have a very, very special guest coming on the show right now. And let me introduce you to President Barack Obama. Good afternoon, Mike. I am very excited to be on your show. And I am thrilled. And now, if there is any doubt that your show is not the greatest, I think people should listen more to your show. And I am privileged to be on here. Thank you, Barack. Can I call you Barack? Yes, you can. Okay. How does it feel to be president? Look, I am not here to talk about president. Just honored to be on the show. Oh, well, I appreciate that, Mr. Obama. Look, you can call me Barack. All right, cool, I will. So, what's your state? So, I noticed that you did get the prediction for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, correct? Do you think you can give me a winner for the NBA playoffs? Look, I am trying hard to calculate a winner. But right now, it looks like the Cavaliers will win the championship. I do like my home team, Chi-Town, to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Looks like they're doing very well against Boston. The Lakers, they are good, but not good enough. I just got a text message from Kobe. He's saying I'm a hater, but I don't care. Well, that's very informational. Thank you. Do you have time for one more question, Mr. Obama? Yes. Well, okay. What can I ask you? What do you do in your spare time from being president and being on TV all the time?
Look, being president is a very tough position. I take full responsibility. I play with my dog in the tough time, in the spare time. I play PS3. I do not have a Twitter, but if I did, everybody would be on it. And I talk to my wife because I love my wife.
Alright, thank you, President Obama. I appreciate your time coming on the show. And tell your friends to tell my friends, tell us to tell, so they can tell their friends, so we can be friends.
We'll do. Take care.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a world exclusive of President Obama on my show. That was pretty great. I feel honored that he was on my show. But yes, we will have other guests. I want to, you know, get a piece of, yes, we will have very good guests up and coming. I guess people have been stuck with finals. That's why they haven't been on my show. But where else would they rather be? You know, passing the test or passing the milestone to be, you know, well known and get networks and all that garbage. But look, hopefully I can get on the people that are graduating before they graduate. I can get on my show, give you guys a sense of how it feels to graduate, because it's going to be everybody's turn one day. So hopefully I can get that done. Right now, I just want to hear what you guys think. What should I be doing now? Going to work. Okay, so tune in. This week, I'm taping my road trip to Tampa, to Miami, to the basketball tournament. You will hear.